Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Millions of Americans could begin getting vaccinated against COVID-19 this month. The Food and Drug Administration Friday night authorized the emergency use of a vaccine developed by Pfizer and German company BioNTech. It's been shown to be 95% effective in preventing the disease in a late-stage trial. NPR's Richard Harris has more.
With this emergency use authorization, Pfizer can begin shipping 2.9 million doses of the vaccine to designated hospitals and long-term care facilities around the country. And hospitals can start administering the drug to medical staff and people who work and live in nursing homes and the like. You know, those people face a high risk of COVID because they are in close contact with people with the active disease. The first batch of vaccine won't be enough to vaccinate the entire workforce by any means, but, you know, the federal government has worked out a distribution scheme, so more shipments will soon follow.
NPR's Richard Harris. Cases have been surging in the U.S. with thousands of deaths every day. The U.S. Supreme Court Friday shut down President Trump's last-ditch effort to block Joe Biden's election as president. In a three-sentence order, the justices said they would not even consider a lawsuit filed by the state of Texas and supported by Trump that sought to invalidate the election results in four key states. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
For the last couple of days, Trump has been promoting the Texas lawsuit as the big one. But just hours after the last briefs were filed in the case, it fizzled, with the justices saying that Texas has no legal standing to complain about the way other states have conducted, counted, recounted, and certified their elections. So, barring any last-minute maneuvers, on Monday, the Electoral College delegates will cast their votes, and Biden will be formally the president-elect. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump signed a short-term spending bill Friday night to avert a government shutdown. The measure gives Congress an additional week to reach an agreement that could include the next coronavirus relief bill. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
Lawmakers have been debating whether to attach a bipartisan coronavirus relief measure to a spending bill. If they fail to reach a deal, millions of Americans will lose their extra weekly unemployment benefits at the end of the month. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says Congress needs to reach a compromise before the holiday recess.
We cannot go back to our families while tens of millions of families are suffering. They are looking toward us.
Democrats and some Republicans say lawmakers should not return home without approving another round of direct payments to most Americans. That provision is not included in the roughly $900 billion bipartisan proposal. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Beginning Monday, indoor dining in New York City restaurants will be prohibited again as coronavirus infections continue to rise. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says indoor dining is not a leading cause of the surge, but rising hospitalizations and the city's high density are troubling factors. The ban will be in place indefinitely. Just weeks ago, officials in the U.S. and Mexico extended travel restrictions at the border through much of December. Now they've been extended again until late January. From member station KJZZ, Kendall Blust reports.
Restrictions at the U.S.-Mexico border, first implemented in March to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, are now set to remain in place until at least January 21st. They're meant to prevent travel the U.S. State Department has defined as non-essential, like tourism, shopping, and recreational activities. Travel for medical purposes, work, or school is considered essential. U.S. citizens and permanent residents can still return home under the restrictions, and because there's minimal southbound enforcement, many people in the U.S. have continued crossing the border with little difficulty. While many of their neighbors in Mexico have been unable to cross for nearly 10 months. For NPR News, I'm Kendall Blust.
The federal government put to death a man by lethal injection Friday night, the second federal execution this week. Alfred Borges had been convicted of the sexual abuse and murder of his two-year-old daughter. He was the 10th federal death row inmate put to death since the Trump administration resumed executions in July after 17 years. Three more executions are planned next month. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.